Hello, I'm Robin Tauch, and welcome to my series of conversations with travel leaders as travel reemerges and we build forward better. This series is a special one for me as it brings together leaders that I admire greatly and those that have contributed so much to our industry during the devastating pandemic that we have found ourselves in the global economy. As the chairman of Tourism Cares, I feel it's important to convene and listen to travel leaders from all sectors. Tourism Cares is the number one nonprofit in the travel industry focused on sustainability and focused on the differences we can make, meaningful impact to the social and environmental action plans that we all must undertake, uniting under the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. The world needs travel and tourism, and travel and tourism needs the world to reunite and rebuild together as communities and to focus on the people and places that are so important to this industry, the families, communities, and the local businesses that we will depend on now and in different ways into the future and for generations to come. So this series is a quest to discuss what it takes to build forward better. And I'm delighted today to welcome two leaders from our media, two respected and trusted leaders who have their own perspectives on the global travel industry and who have kept us all connected with statistics of our industry during these devastating and challenging times. They are both great travelers themselves. They have been out there both during the pandemic and the reemergence, and they have good and important statistics to share with us today on what's important in their role. So welcome James Schillinglaw, the travel editor of Insider Travel Report, and Arnie Weissman, editor-in-chief of Travel Weekly. Welcome to you both.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.
So Arnie and James, I thought by just asking, what's been your role of the travel trade press during the pandemic? What have you found as longtime leaders in the media is different this year and in this year to come? Arnie?
Well, it's been very interesting year. You know, it's funny. One of the things that I think attracted me to travel was that, and there's actually a novelty-seeking gene that's been identified in when they've done the human genome, and I was pretty sure I had that. And the pandemic was certainly a novel experience. And while it wasn't the type of experience any of us would have chosen, it was in its own way fascinating, you know, with layers and layers of sadness and disruption, but also layers and layers of resilience and innovation. And, you know, what the travel industry has gone through in this last year has been amazing in many ways. It has tested us all to the extreme. And so in terms of the media, we have looked for those stories. We have balanced realism with inspiration to the extent that we possibly can, because it's, you know, it's very important that for the industry to recover, that it be informed, that everybody is up to speed and understands where we are at any given moment, even though that moment is so fluid. You know, we've had so many things change. And now that we're in the recovery, I think James will probably confirm, this is the busiest my staff has ever been. I mean, they are just working night and day. It's you know, trying very hard to get the information to our audience and the industry at large. And it has been a real challenge. You know, we were challenged throughout this as much as other aspects of the industry were. But I think media has played a very, very important role. Yeah, and just balancing that realism, what's really going on, being candid, but also focusing where we can on the inspiration.
And I would certainly agree with everything Arnie said. It's also been, we always thought, oh, there would be a pause where we could contemplate and kind of restructure. But I found it to be, again, the busiest time I've ever had. I wouldn't say it's the most lucrative time I've ever had, but it definitely was. We increased the amount of editorial we produced. We increased the number of videos we did with industry executives around. We wanted to let our audience of travel advisors know what was going on, what they could and couldn't do. And then personally, I was out there traveling as much as I could in a responsible way to try to, you know, tell people you could travel during the pandemic and where you could go. I did get COVID, as both of you know. It wasn't really due to a travel, but and I wrote about it. I said this is a serious disease, and you know, we have to be careful. But the answer was, it doesn't mean you can't travel at all. And as we emerge, you know, hopefully we're emerging. You know, we just, as Arnie said, we're ramping up coverage even more to tell people how they can responsibly travel in the future.
Yeah, thank you very much. And let me just take this opportunity to thank both of you on behalf of everybody I know in travel who literally are glued to your daily, weekly, all the news that you provide to us. It has been a lifesaver for us and for our industry. So we know you're working really hard. And I don't know if you ever have the chance to hear the thanks from everybody, but I hope our audiences will join me in truly giving you great thanks. You've been in this industry a long time. In terms of travel out there, the leaders that you interview, the perspective of travel advisors, this is a tough question, but I'd like to ask you, for the future, what do you see as changing in new and better ways of travel in the ways that we might not go back to the old ways? I'll leave it wide open to anything you see, technology, health and safety, maybe less over-tourism. Is there anything in particular you're out there, you see, you hear, you listen?
Well, I would say, first of all, as travel emerges, and we thought it was exclusive, but sustainability is a big topic, even bigger than it was before, considering it's strange to talk about over-tourism in these days. I think the industry will respond, and this, is, of course, is a major function of Tourism Cares, that industry will evolve in a much more sustainable fashion. There definitely will be much more focus on health and safety concerns. We have to get our travelers confident that they can travel. We have to get travel advisors more confident that they can book their clients safely. I think all of those things will happen. But again, I do think, I used to think, well, the sustainability, we're focused on survivability right now for the past year. But I think people are actually coming back from every conference I've gone to, and Arnie's been at a lot of the same ones when we were down at the World Travel and Tourism Council. We're looking at social issues now, you know, diversity, sustainability. These were topics at the World Travel and Tourism Council that Robin, you were also attended. And I think I'm hopeful that the momentum won't shift away from that and that we'll emerge even stronger focused on these areas.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some other things that are kind of interesting. You know, I think there was a beginning, you know, this desire to get back to normal. You know, in reality, there's normal changes, you know, incrementally year by year. 2019 wasn't like 2018, and, you know, we never think about going back in those sorts of ways. So looking forward, one thing that I think is really interesting, and it has to do kind of with the way all of our psychology has changed. So we, you know, everyone's life was disrupted. Everybody found that they were doing things that were they hadn't imagined doing because other routes were cut off. And that's changed us, I think, in ways that we found, you know, there's more than one thing that we may have been in a groove and it was fine and everything was moving along wonderfully. And then suddenly we were in another groove and we found that we could adapt, that we all lost maybe even a little bit of fear of change as a result of this, because we all underwent so much change during this time. And one of the things that I observed was that there is, as an example, people are the work-life balance has changed profoundly. What people expect out of their work environment, you know, the remote work has become quite a big thing, and is in fact, the statistics you see about how many people are looking for a new job and changing a job, and that's one reason, is people who are saying, you gotta come back in the office, they're going, no, I don't. And they're looking at other things, but that also is impacting service. you know, some of the frankly lower paid Absolutely. Service workers are finding, yeah, I don't want to go back and be a housekeeper again. And so that's creating some impacts. I think they're ultimately short term, but you saw that Hilton, you know, is only going to have housekeeping on the every fifth day in their brands that aren't luxury brands. And I had a kind of an interesting thing happen. I was last week in the Azores Islands, and I basically wanted to rent a bicycle. And it turned out that, you know, nobody was really willing to put in that extra effort that was required. There was a ground handler who was trying to do it for me. They were like, you know what, I'm just spending time with my family. I don't want to kind of have to fuss with
Interesting.
It. Europe has always been a bit more that way of the in terms of the work-life balance leaning towards life. And I think you're going to see that extending quite a bit. And I think that's going to have an impact on service, not just housekeeping, but on what people expect. It's no longer going to be, you can get what you want at any price. People aren't going to necessarily want to do what you want to do at any
price. These are both of your comments are significant as to what may change for the future. And we need to be prepared for this and may not go back to the ways we worked before or the ways our businesses work together. I was interested in your comments, James, too. And I want to reflect again, have you reflect, if you would, on the role of media, the travel trade press media, on sustainability and traveling responsibility and the needs of our planet. We have our great sectors out there, airlines, cruise lines, destinations, tour operators are doing their utmost to pivot and to change for the for less impact on our planet. And this is going to be only more and more important. As you look ahead, maybe 2 or 3 years from what you're reporting on today or how you feel that's being responded to or what we could do as an industry to unite together and move forward better. Any perspective on what that would look like or how that will change from a media perspective?
I think we've been reporting certainly on different companies with their sustainability efforts. And I think to use those as examples and sort of get the whole process rolling, almost everyone in the industry today feels they need to focus on sustainability at this point. They do it in different ways. They have different programs with different degrees of effectiveness. But I think the ball is really going to sustainability. I can cite many different cases of companies that are almost really focused on sustainability, whether it's a tour operator or an all-inclusive resort or a cruise line. I think I would venture to say that some of the biggest travel companies now are some of the most sustainable in the world. And do they have to do more? Absolutely. And I know Arnie has probably seen this as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, the first the tip of the spear in sustainability tended to be small scale. The company in the Eco Lodge that was really from A to Z doing everything it could to be carbon neutral, to be good to the community around it. And I think that what you're seeing now happening on a grander scale with cruise lines, with hotel companies is, you know, I will be honest that in many cases, I think it should have started sooner, mm-hmm. but in other cases, it actually has been on for quite a long time. And what I think has delayed things a bit is that it hasn't been driven by consumer demand, that, you know, if somebody can book a similar tour for $10 cheaper and one is sustainable and the other isn't, you know, it didn't really matter. I think there's now a greater awareness on the consumer side that drives it. And I think also there's development and innovation that reduces cost for companies when they act sustainably. So all of these things are coming together in a way that's very, very positive. You know, there are still significant concerns when you see the degree of climate change that has already occurred and, you know, what the challenge is, how steep the curve is to get for those last, you know, this decade is going to tell the story.
And as Arnie, as we sit here and we're covered in haze from the fires in the Pacific Northwest here in New York City. which is, you know, it's crazy. We're hearing stories of the floods in Germany. It seems like the world is ending once again, you know, and so we have to look at that. But I would think the other definition of sustainability that the tourism industry has really recognized is it has to be sustainable in terms of the communities that we visit, that we serve, that are making money, that depend on travel and tourism. And so, you know, a lot of companies have developed programs to really not only give back to the communities, but really include that community support within the products they sell. And
absolutely.
Green, you know, it's about the whole ecosystem of the communities, the environment, you know, climate change. It has to all be one. And that's the challenge. And I do think
that is a great perspective. And I've seen that a lot in my 40 plus years out there. I actually have seen a tremendous change of involving local communities and the ways we work together that is completely different than what it was 10 years ago. So I didn't know what to expect. I didn't give you any of these questions in advance. So I really appreciate your off the cuff perspectives. It's really, really important how you serve our industry. You're both tremendous leaders. I have one more question on a personal level, and then maybe you could tell me where you're traveling next. I'm heading off to the Galapagos myself, where I first traveled in 1979 when there were no cruise ships or tour boats at that time, just dive boats. So I'm really curious to see the changes that have been there. It's a very important region, as you know, a very sensitive region. So my last question, then we'll wrap it, is personally, from your personal perspective, James and Arnie, what have you learned about your personal responsibility as you travel and travel with your families? Have you changed at all? And what's your perspective on a personal level?
Arnie, you want to start?
Sure. I mean, it's interesting because I think there's the focus, you know, where you are in life, as well as what's going on around you, kind of always tend to direct where you go and what you're doing. And my kids are just finally all off to college. But still,
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. But still there's that desire, you know, to get to that. Travel is the time when you all get back together and it becomes even more meaningful, and where you go is very important. And kind of to touch back on what James had said about the importance of involving the communities in what you're doing, the recent launching of Virgin Galactic and Jeff Bezos, Blue Horizon. One impact that occurs from absolutely everyone who's ever been to space is something that's called the overview effect. When you're up in the in space, you look down and you see continents without lines delineating countries, and you begin to see how really thin the atmosphere is and how important it is to protect the planet. Mm-hmm. How important it is. This is the one planet we have. From up there, the differences seem very small and petty, and why are we bothering to do that? You know, why does this upset us? And so I'm hoping in a weird way that that the space travel and the discussion around it actually ties into the recognition that we're all sharing this planet and that we're together in this. And it's something that I think can have a very positive impact on everyone's lives and specifically in travel, too.
James, you've been out more than anybody I know, I think. So.
Well, part of my role is to get out there and support, to tell people you can travel. You have to be responsible about it. So, yeah, I've been to Mexico. I've been to Croatia. I've been on cruises, which obviously we're seeing the restart of cruising now, which, you know, if there is a better way to travel right now, I don't know what it is, because boy, the protocols you have to go through on a cruise are, you are in a bubble, you'll be fine. And as people still remember almost a year and a half ago when we had the incidents in cruise lines out in Asia, and that's what they remember. And it's something we have to overcome, because cruising, and not everybody likes cruising, not everybody likes cruising a certain way, is really one of the best forms of travel you can do. Yeah, is it going to get you into a place where then maybe you'll come back and you'll see the Greek islands? Like right now, I just got off a a Greek island cruise, and now I want to go back and stay in different Greek islands all around everywhere. There's some amazing places. So I think to be a leader, to show that you can get out to our travel advisors, to our travelers, and say, you can still travel during this. We're emerging every day. We're bombarded by messages about COVID. And sometimes it's difficult to discern what's real and what's not. There are definitely precautions. I'm vaccinated. Most of everyone I know is vaccinated. And that's clearly the way to go. And yet we still have a lot of people who are worried about it, are objecting to it. I don't understand it, but you just have to keep talking to them and say, look, this is the way you got to do. If you want to travel, probably vaccinated is the way. And you had asked about where my next trip is. I think Arnie's got a similar trip, but I'll be going off on a brand new expedition cruise ship next week. And this is one of the categories that, which is very involved in sustainability and, you know, exploring the world that we may not see very much longer if we don't somehow stop things. The expedition cruise market has really exploded in the last few years. It's one that I'm fascinated with. And it seems like every other day somebody's launching a new expedition cruise line.
Yeah.
And
Yes, it is. And I absolutely love small ship cruising myself. And I think the combination of what can happen on land and small ship cruising is something we've done for many years. And certainly all sectors are back and reemerging. I want to thank you both so much for coming together for this quick conversation and interview. You're both so appreciated, admired, and respected by the entire travel industry. And your work that you do is among the most important that we all depend on right now. So we have to close the conversation. I want to thank you very much for your perspectives. I wish you safe and happy travels out there. And along with everybody else on this interview, we will be actively reading your columns, your perspectives, and thank you and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you.
And Robin, thank you also for all the work I've watched. As you mentioned, I'm on the board of Tourism Cares for 8 years, and you're the chairman this year. And throughout, you've been active. You've been committee chairs. You've been really moving the organization forward. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'll echo that as well. I've watched you before Tourism Cares. You were, the World Monuments Fund, a lot of different things that are so important to travel and tourism going forward.
Thank you both. Thank you both for being with us today, and safe travels in the months ahead. We'll see you at the conferences. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.